Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we are studying a faith that endures. One very critical aspect a victorious faith, a faith that obtains the promises of God, is the component that's called endurance. Hebrews 10:36 tells us this, "For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise." That word endurance means a patient continuance, or a cheerful and hopeful endurance and constancy. Hebrews 10:36 instructs us that we have a need for this endurance, this patient continuance, so that after we've done God's will, we can receive that promise. There is a period that occurs in the life of faith when you have done God's will, when you have obeyed His word, when you have stood and believed the promise, when you will have to walk the walk of endurance. You will have to continue patiently and with hope so that you can receive the promise. Hebrews 12, verse 1 tells us, "Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." The King James says, "Let us run with patience," but that word is actually the same Greek word that means hopeful, cheerful endurance. One vital reason that God calls us to this walk of faith that requires periods of endurance for us to be able to obtain the promise is that God might use each one of us for a purpose and a destiny. If you think back to the story of Joshua and Caleb, they are perfect examples of a faith that endured. Joshua and Caleb were among the children of Israel that Moses was leading out of Egypt and into the Promised Land. The day came, as you know, in Numbers chapters 13 and 14, when the children of Israel, after a long trek through the wilderness, finally arrived on the brink of the Promised Land, and they could see this beautiful land. And so Moses sent out 12 spies to spy out the land, to go through the land, to bring back the fruit of that land, and to give a report so that they could go in and take that land. When they returned, the book of Numbers tells us that 10 of those spies brought back an evil report. But 2 of the spies, Joshua and Caleb, brought back a good report. They said, "We can surely take it, for God is with us." They had faith that God, who had made the promise that they were going to inherit the Promised Land, would also bring it to pass. They were not depending on themselves to cause the promise to come to pass. They were depending upon God, and that is a true attribute of faith. You are not depending on yourself to see God's promise in His word come to pass in your life. You are fully and wholly dependent upon God to bring it to pass. But their faith was going to be sorely tested, as we see in Numbers and Deuteronomy, and then into the book of Joshua, because the other 10 spies convinced the people of Israel that they were not able to go in and possess the Promised Land. And because of their evil report, it stirred up fear in the people. The people forgot that God had brought them so very far with a mighty hand, doing miracles all along the way, defeating the enemy, giving them food when they needed it, causing water to come out of the rock, and they had truly been provided for in a most outstanding way. And yet, when it came down to obtaining the final part of the promise of God, they turned on their faith and began to doubt and question and completely turned their backs, and they were ready to return to Egypt. Joshua and Caleb were the only ones that were adamant that they could trust God and go in. As a result of their faith, Joshua and Caleb ended up being the only ones who went into the promised land. Not even Moses went over into the land of promise. But their faith in God's promise ended up being sorely tested when the people of Israel were sentenced to march around the wilderness for 40 more years before they would ever enter in. Imagine how that delay must have felt to Joshua and Caleb, who had done the will of God. They had done the will of God. They had obeyed God. They had trusted God. They had stood on God's word. They believed beyond what they saw. They saw giants in the land, and they still believed that God could do it. So Hebrews 10:36 was accurately describing Joshua and Caleb's situation. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. Joshua and Caleb had done God's will, but now they were going to have endurance before they obtained the promise. They were going to have to walk out a patient continuance in faith before they were going to take hold of it, even though they had steadfastly done the will of God. But it was for a purpose. God had a destiny for Joshua and for Caleb. Deuteronomy reveals it. Moses is speaking in this verse in Deuteronomy chapter 1, and he's recounting to the children of Israel after the 40 years is just about over, and he's telling them the history. And he described in Deuteronomy chapter 1 how the children of Israel disbelieved God and believed the spies and refused to go in, and how though God had promised to fight for them, they weren't willing to trust him, and only Joshua and Caleb believed. Moses repeats the words of the Lord when he says in Deuteronomy 1:35-38, "Surely not one of these men of this evil generation shall see that good land of which I swore to your fathers, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. He shall see it, and to him and his children I am giving the land on which he walked, because he wholly followed the Lord. The Lord also is angry with me for your sake, saying, even you shall not go in there, but Joshua, the son of Nun, who stands before you, he shall go in there. Encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it." Joshua had a divine destiny, but he had to endure. He had need of endurance for him to obtain the promise of God of going into the promised land, and also to be able to obtain his own destiny in God, which was that he would cause Israel to inherit it. To inherit what? The promised land. Joshua's destiny was to be that leader that would take over in Moses' place and lead the children of Israel in to take hold of their inheritance in the promised land. Whatever promise you have from God, from the Word of God, and whatever promise you have because it's your destiny in God to do it, you have need of endurance. You will have to have a patient continuance in your faith even after you've done God's will and obeyed Him. A man in England reminds me very much of this scripture, and it's the story of William Wilberforce, who was a man of God, and he was a member of Parliament in England in the late 1700s and the early 1800s. He was a strong opponent of slavery and the slave trade in England. One night, after 10 tireless years of battling in the Parliament against the slave trade and encouraging his fellow parliamentarians to outlaw the practice of slavery in England, he had faced another defeat, and he came home tired and frustrated. He opened his Bible and began to leaf through it when a small piece of paper fell out and fluttered to the floor. It was a letter that had been written to him by John Wesley just before his death. Wilberforce read it again, and it greatly encouraged him. and it was about his destiny. Unless the divine power has raised you up, I see not how you can go through your glorious enterprise in opposing that abominable practice of slavery, which is the scandal of religion, of England, and of human nature. Unless God has raised you up for this very thing, you'll be worn out by the opposition of men and devils. But if God be for you, who can be against you? Are all of them together stronger than God? Oh, be not weary of well-doing. Go on in the name of God and in the power of his might. 3 days before Wilberforce died in 1833, he heard that the House of Commons had emancipated all of the slaves in England. His destiny to be the one who would campaign relentlessly until the wicked practice of slavery was overturned in England required phenomenal endurance of his faith. He believed God had called him for such a time as that to do a specific work for God in that arena. God has called you and he has a destiny for you. You will have to have endurance in your faith to obtain the promise for your own life, every word of God that's in the Bible for your personal life, but also to obtain the destiny God has for you. Don't give up. Do not weary of well-doing. Go on in the name of God and in the power of his might. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. Let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.